section. Create a segment. Include the product or list or whatever it is that you've added. In this case, we added the trigger to a newsletter. So we're going to include that newsletter. We want active subscribers. We're going to save that. That's going to give us our segment of people. And then we're going to go up here to the top and we're going to click perform action. And then it's going to pull up that trigger screen again. And so then we can then do the same thing. We're going to say subscribe to that list, pick the list, and then say go do it. And so now anyone who was on the list before I created this segment or before I created the trigger is now been actioned to have the trigger perform to them. So a couple other areas where you're going to see it is the perform action, like I mentioned, underneath the list and segments. And you can do this with whether it's a list or a product or a trigger that you've added onto an email. So you've got some options here. This is basically your follow-up if you're trying to catch people who you missed within the trigger. Now I've mentioned a couple times you can add a trigger to the email. To do that, you'll need an email that has a URL in it. So let's go ahead and add in a URL to this this email broadcast, and then I can show you where we're going to add that trigger. We want to make sure that that link is going to be hyperlinked. And then when you come back to the screen, you'll see this links box down here and it shows you the link. It'll tell you if it's checking it. If you click on edit, it's going to take you to this edit screen here. This is going to tell you where that link is taking you, so what that destination is. It's going to have some tracking parameters in there. And then it's going to have this expiration date and a custom URL. You can find out more about all of these in our help guide. But the area I want to show you right here is this add trigger button. So now I can add a trigger to this. So what this is doing is when that link is clicked, I can perform an action. And I have the same list of options as I had before. And then I can choose where that is being done. And then I would save those changes. So now when someone receives this email broadcast and they click on the link within it, this action is going to be performed for them. You can also set your triggers within your product. It's just like the list. You're going to go into your product and then you're going to click on it. You're going to click on that content tab. Scroll down and you'll see the triggers there below. You can also do it by going to the content area within your Simplero, creating a worksheet, and going into the settings of the worksheet, and you'll see the triggers area there as well. So those are just some of the areas where you can add triggers and how to do it.